What is on Monday? Is that what it
Monday
is?
Monday night. 10.
Monday yeah. night on channel, on ABC 7.
And I'm having about 300-400 people over to Gravity if anyone wants to come and laugh at me.
And so, where are you having all your people over?
I'm having a small intimate gathering at a location not to be disclosed on the radio. Because we haven't seen the episode yet, so, you know, we're a little bit anxious.
Okay, go pre-having the camera crew follow you and all that, pre-how to get the
when
guy.
When life was normal.
When life was normal. Dating. It's an area that I'm thoroughly unaware of. What is it like today? I know what it was like when I was growing up. I don't know what it's like right now. Why is it so tough?
Well, I think San Francisco is a different kind of a place, too. So I think there's more challenges here in San Francisco as well, which is probably
And it's not just because the men like men. There's that hurdle, but then there are other hurdles.
Yeah, I think people who live in San Francisco, the majority, have come from different places. They're seekers. They're very creative. They don't want to be tied down. They don't want to commit their life to fostering a really strong relationship. So everyone's kind
Elisa,
of running around doing their own thing.
No, it's because there's so many hot, fantastic women here. They're like, ah, cornucopia.
It's true. It's true.
I mean, there's a
Why take just one?
Yeah, exactly. I can have six.
You know what the fun is? I can just throw a question and just let them go at it. This is half the fun.
By the way, you should have seen poor JD and Teresa trying to get a minute in Edgewise with us. We were like, enough from you. We're going to love coach.
You're talking about the other two.
No, these are our love coaches.
Oh, geez.
Exactly.
The love coach.
Come on. Love coaches.
By the way,
you
everyone.
Already know.
Lesson number one, people. Comb your hair and leave the house.
What? They've got a love coach?
Yeah, I know.
This is starting to sound very reality show-ish.
We both work for ABC, Ron. We both work for ABC.
Actually, we have to be fair. There were a couple of things, a couple of really fun events.
Now, what's a love coach, though?
I mean, together.
A life coach, but they're redecorating your love life.
Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
Are they happily married?
No.
Not together.
JD, who hosted Outback Jack and Are You Hot, which, you know, immediately.
You're so funny.
Those are
you
credentials.
immediately endeared him to me. So I was like, what do you have to say? Are we going out of an airplane somewhere, JD? Teresa. So JD has been married since he was 25, which, you know, obviously he's not necessarily going to have the perspective of a 34-year-old single woman, but I'm going to listen to him some. And
he's endearing.
He's a sweet guy. And Teresa Strasser, who
award-winning writer
and home redecoration queen,
comedian.
While you were out,
that has a lot to do with love coaching.
Well, you know what? A closet, a date, it's all the same.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Teresa has now been successfully sprugged up in a boyfriend relationship for 3 years. So now she's out telling people how to get one as well. So.
Yes,
she's more qualified than me.
So explain what the show is. Now that I know they got the love coach, it sounds cheesy. So uncheesy
okay,
for us.
Look, that's the cheesy element.
Okay. Explain the show.
All right. So, but the part we think that you're going to love, and we understand that the first episode is pure entertainment. Jane Gyllenhaal from The Chronicle saw it. She liked it. But the content, the part that we think that the viewers are really going to connect with is watching us stumble through our lives, watching us talk to friends, watching us talk to family, watching us living and learning. And I think that's where the real lessons are. It's not the stuff you kind of already know. It's going, oh, my God, did she just say that to that guy?
Yeah.
Or did he just say that to her? Because I think, like I said, this could have just as been easily called How to Get the Girl. It's an exploration of both sides and what we're all doing right and what we're all doing wrong. And there are some great guys that came out that we just didn't connect with.
True.
There were some total freaks that we didn't connect with.
True.
And then I think that there also were some men who just couldn't bring it to the table.
Well, where'd the guys come from?
I mean, San Francisco.
No, not the city. In other words,
online.
How did the...
We cloned
our lives.
Them.
No,
we
I'm
paid
serious.
Them a lot of money.
No, come on. How'd these guys get to be part of the show? Did you look, you just go wherever you'd normally look or what? I don't get it.
Well, you know, they set up some events and the love coaches went out and found some quality men based on the criteria that we gave to them.
And not quality men.
Bless their hearts. And some challenges.
But they made us date in ways that the normal viewer would date. You gotta, you know, they made us get online, which was hard for me.
I had never done that before.
They made us accept blind dates, which was hard for me.
Yes, true.
They made us go to parties, which was hard for me.
Very difficult for me.
Really, honestly, most nights I would have rather stayed home.
A signal party?
Clean my bathroom, but
not necessary.
Yeah.
Just really know what you're looking for. And
so I think, you know, the first aspect of it and the first thing that you'll see in the first episode is getting out there. And if you're somebody like me who dating is outside of your comfort zone. So you tend to, you know, stay in your house and hope that the UPS guy is the man of your dreams. But this first episode is all about getting you out there in ways that it's normal for a viewer. It isn't jetting us off to a chateau in Paris. I mean, if you can't fall in love in a chateau in Paris, there's something wrong with you.
Yes, and you have to commit to it, you know.
I gotta throw open these phones. Mark calling from West Point, California.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Just everybody jump into this. Ladies. This is too much fun. Anyway, go ahead, Mark.
Well, I disagree with both of them. I'm a native San Franciscan. I spent 35 years trying to meet a girl to get married to, and I ran into the same problem all the time.
Crazy.
What do you do for a living? How much money do you make? What kind of car do you drive? And that threw me right off the bat because that's none of their business.
Hey, Mark.
They have to fall in love with me.
Mark, I got that, too.
True, I believe it.
I think you're going to see a date.
The second thing is that I went to meet my sister at a bar to talk about family business. I walked out of the bathroom, ran into the 6-foot-tall redhead where we were married a week later, and we've been together 14 years.
Woo-hoo. Awesome.
Simple reason, she never asked those three questions. And she looked at me and said, I really like you. I really, really like you. And that's all it took.
And she still doesn't know where you work.
Oh, no. I didn't bother telling her because at the time I was a policeman. But I had like 14 different occupations.
All right. Now, let me take another call just for the fun of it. Charles in Berkeley, go ahead. Good morning.
This is such an interesting but oddball topic. I just thought.
Oh, yeah. It's a Friday. That's the idea.
You want the CIA guy back?
I'm kind of one of those, like, non-dating sort of guys. Maybe 30 years ago I sort of dabbled, but I've never really gotten the hang of the ritual or something. And yet, I've had very interesting people come into my life.
Do you mean crazy?
Sort of unlikely circumstances. But I guess what I'm trying to say is there's all this ritual about how you're supposed to go through all these hoops and jump through all these, you know, kind of complex games or something. I just totally retract from the whole thing. It's so completely not what I'm about that I've, you know, I don't know if I'm like throwing cold water in your concept. There's probably a lot of guys out there who are interesting folks and they're good people, but they just don't like to go through this sort of ritualistic process.
Then don't they go on the internet, which is what we were talking about just now?
Yeah, and I don't even do that actually. But I mean, for me, I intercept a lot of people in different kinds of events in my profession and so on. So I've had reasonably good luck. But I'm just saying, there may be an entirely different universe out there that you're not quite seeing through the lens of your particular focus. I just might have some thoughts.
Well, I was doing my life. I was living my life. I was I'm a lawyer, and I just wasn't meeting someone in those ways. And I think, you know, you can, sure, there are people who just run into the right person in front of the bathroom, and that's fantastic. But I also think for a lot of us, it means putting yourself out there.
Yeah, and for me, you know, I think one of the reasons why they called me the dreamer was because I do. I live my life. I have big dreams. I like to actualize them. But it's actually a part of some cornerstones from which I live my life. And so the first one is visioning, dreaming big. The second one is setting powerful intentions. I always had a very clear intention about the kind of guy I wanted to meet. The third step is kind of like taking these big actions. So when the show came along, I was like, I'm going to go for this. It sounds cool. The people sound cool. Why not? I've just been sort of doing the same old thing. I'm going to try this. And then the fourth thing is to really have gratitude for what I already have. And so I'm glad they called me the dreamer. I'm glad to be able to share this journey, this adventure. And hopefully in the end, people are inspired to take different kinds of actions, try different things. Because like the first caller said, you never know when you're going to meet that person. But I think it's important to be really clear about what you're looking for. He wanted a woman who really connected with his heart. And you know, you can find that. It's out there.
808-0810 is the number. Jump in. I don't know. We're just having fun. The show is How to Get the Guy. Hey, Brett Burkhardt. Some serious news.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Ron.